The opinions expressed in the Continuation Podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Continuation Podcast. I hope everybody that's tuning in had a great week. A good week of watching the first two rounds of March Madness. Some of the best time for basketball all year has been this week and the weeks to come before the NBA playoffs and such. So an excellent week indeed. I hope everyone's doing well. With that said, we have a lot to get to in today's episode. I'll be recording this on Tuesday, March 26th. So just real quick, we're going to do a little NBA week in review and NBA standings update. So to start off, the NBA playoffs start in less than a month. They start on April 20th. The big topic of discussion is the play-in matchups, especially in the West. So let's take a look at the playoff picture. We'll start with the West for sure. Speaking of, you know, it's an extremely tight-knit conference. A lot of it can change from now to playoffs. It's really only the top three teams, which is the Nuggets, OKC, and Timberwolves that have clinched a playoff spot. Everybody else has not clinched, and there's only about 10 to 12 games depending on the team. So it's concerning for sure. So it's very tight-knit. But yeah, right now the Nuggets have clinched their playoff spot, so is OKC. One of them could swap with each other in the next 10 games or so, but we'll see there. The Timberwolves have the 3 spot locked in and are matched up right now against the Dallas Mavericks. Again, that could change, but that's the 3-6 seed matchup. And then the 4-5 seed matchup is the Clippers against the New Orleans Pelicans, which would be a good series. But again, I think that is going to change because the Phoenix Suns, who are the 8 seed, and Sacramento Kings, who are the 9 seed, are very much in that race and in the hunt to try to get out of that play-in game spot, because that is a difficult spot to be in. The play-in games, on the other hand, as I just mentioned, the Kings and the Suns would play each other in 7-8 seed. And listen, if I'm the Oklahoma City Thunder, who are the 2 seed that would play the winner of this game, I don't like either of those opponents because the Kings are an excellent team, especially with Sabonis, De'Aaron Fox, Malik Monk. They're amazing. And obviously the Suns have like two, three all-stars with Beal, Devin Booker, and Kevin Durant. So don't think OKC wants any of that, even though they are a good team. At the 9-10 game, so the loser of the Kings-Suns game would play the winner of this game. It's the LA Lakers right now in Golden State. And Golden State spots in a lot of jeopardy because the Rockets were the 11 seed in the West, are really making a run. They've won 9 straight as of recording this episode, and they have won 11 out of their last 12 games. So they're on a heater. They're looking to take Golden State spot, and I think it could happen. But again, like we said earlier, in the West, there's a lot of things that could change. Still a lot of basketball left that could alter the standings, the pretty close standings. Let's jump over to the East side of things. We got the Celtics at the number one seed. They have clinched the conference, which is nuts to hear. They've had an excellent season. Definitely the best team in the NBA on paper. The Bucks have the number two seed. They've clinched a playoff spot, but are fighting to hold their 3 spot. Both of these teams obviously are waiting the winners of the play-in games. We'll get to that in a second. Not much change from the previous episode, from last week's episode here. Cleveland still the 3 seed. The Pacers the 6 seed. I think they might have moved up one spot. But that's the 3-6 matchup right now in the East playoffs. Then we got the Knicks are the 4 seed. I play the Magic. They'll end up to play Orlando at the 5th seed, which would be a pretty good series as well. But some of this stuff is locked in. And then once we get down the order here, it gets a little more spread out. The playing game is pretty sealed up. The Heat are the 7 seed. They're lined up against the Sixers or the 8 seed. The Sixers, obviously, an excellent 8 seed right now because they have Joel Embiid, who hasn't played for a long time, and their team's done good enough to keep the Sixers in a playoff spot. But once Embiid comes back, they're a completely different team. So don't really want to play them if I'm the 2 seed. And then the 9-10 game is the Bulls versus the Hawks. They would play the Hawks in a 9-10. But, you know, the Brooklyn Nets would have to make quite a run there in the 11 spot. They would have to make quite a run if they wanted to catch the Hawks. So don't think it's going to happen. The East looks pretty locked up. And I would say there's a good chance. I could see, obviously, the Celtics coming out of the East. But I could see the Sixers, too, especially with Joel Embiid, as we talked about. Okay, so like we said, most teams, you know, they got an extremely important 10 games ahead of them in the NBA. Expect some stellar basketball between now and April 20th. And the best basketball that we're going to be watching for the next few weeks is March Madness. As I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, I had watched the first two rounds of the men and women's tournaments have been played and completed for a couple days now. And it was an exciting weekend, probably the best weekend, just games all day. I had a lot of essays and homework to do, so I missed a few games, but I watched quite a bit, and I was fortunate to watch some of the closer games in the tournament. So let's just go for a quick review of the men's NBA or the men's NCAA Sweet 16 matchups. The games will resume on Thursday, March 28th, I believe. It's Thursday or the Friday for the men's tournament. But let's talk about the East Division first. It's UConn versus San Diego State, the 1 versus the 5 seed. In my bracket, I'm also going to talk about the results for my bracket from the last week, but I got this wrong. I had Auburn getting through to play UConn, but San Diego State pulled off an upset, which was great to see. Also in the East, we have the number 3 seed Illinois playing the number 2 seed Iowa State. And I also had this wrong. One of the teams, at least, which is Illinois, I had wrong because I had BYU beating them in the second round, and they lost in the first. Kind of hurt my bracket a little bit. Moving on to the West, we got the 1 seed UNC playing the 4 seed Alabama. This should be an outstanding game. I got this incorrect as I had Bama to beat St. Mary's, or to be upset by St. Mary's, sorry, but they beat them in the first round. Moving on in the West, we got the number 6 seed. They're playing Clemson. The number 6 seed Clemson is playing the number 2 seed Arizona. I got this Clemson pick incorrect. I had Baylor or New Mexico in the spot, and Clemson surprised me. I was pretty impressed by their play, and I actually saw them play in person this year at Coca-Cola Coliseum in Toronto. It was pretty cool to watch them play GCU. Texas Christian, and it was a great game. But I should have picked them. But they're playing Arizona. We move on to the South little conference. It's the number 1 Houston seed playing the number 4 Duke seed. I got both teams incorrect here. I had Houston losing to Texas A&M, which they almost did. That game went to overtime. I was watching it. Crazy, crazy game. The Texas A&M guard, his name is escaping me. I should have it in my notes, but he played unreal. Pretty much for a good amount of the game, and then they had one of their bigs hit a last-minute three to send the game to overtime. It was ridiculous, but good on Houston. Duke, on the other hand, they beat JMU, which I had JMU in this spot, but they played outstanding, and Jared McCain, one of their guards, popped off. Also in the South, we have the number 11 seed NC State playing the 2 seed Marquette. I got the NC State pick wrong, as I had Kentucky beating them in the second round. Obviously, for those people that watch the tournament, Kentucky lost in the first round. That is for the second time in 3 years. Not good. Not good at all. But they lost to Oakland, who played a great game. Kudos to them. But the young Kentucky team kind of burst my bracket. I had them going pretty far. And the final conference here, the Midwest, we have the number 1 seed Purdue playing the number 5 seed Gonzaga. I got this pick correct, so that's also nice. Gonzaga looking pretty good going in. Shout out Ryan Emhart, Canadian. And then the final matchup in the Midwest, the number 3 seed Creighton versus the number 2 seed Tennessee. I think this could be the game of all the Sweet 16 games, the best one, you could say, starting this week. But I got the Creighton pick wrong in my bracket as I had Oregon beating them in the second round. Okay, so now let's just go through real quick my final four for the men's bracket. Before we jump into the women's bracket, here are my final four predictions that we'll talk about in the next installment of the continuation. Let's talk about the East and the West divisions first. Out of the East and the West, I got UConn and UNC, the two number one seeds in the East and the West, coming out on top and facing off in the final four. I have UConn beating San Diego State with ease. You know, they've embarrassed their previous two opponents in Stetson and Northwestern, and I see it being the same story. They're too strong. I don't know if they're going to repeat, which would be ridiculous. Hasn't been done in a while, but they look really good. I'm not going to lie. And then UNC, on the other hand, I have them easing past Alabama. I think that should not be a problem whatsoever. And then having a real battle against Arizona. I think that's going to be a great game. Caleb Love against his old team. It's going to be interesting to see how Armando Bacot plays and RJ Davis, I believe, for UNC, and how they respond to Caleb Love's game, because they know it. They practiced with him. He played 2 seasons there. So I think that's going to be a great game. But I got UNC coming out on top. How about them Tar Heels? Okay, so that's it for the East and the West Final Four. That's who I got coming out of there. Here, let's move on to the South and Midwest Conference. Who are my top two teams? Starting off in the next game of my Final Four, I got the number 2 Tennessee Volunteers. lining up against the number one Houston Cougars. Now we look at Tennessee first. You know, they got a rough road ahead of them, but I have them beating Creighton, the 3 seed, which is a good team. That's in that Sweet 16 game. And then in the Elite Eight, I think they're going to upset Purdue. I think they're very athletic. They got great defensive volunteers, and they got great perimeter defense. So as long as they can hold Edie to like less than 25 points or less than 20 points and keep scoring, I think they could definitely upset them. And then we look at Houston, the Cougars. They were struggling. I had them struggling past Duke, like we talked about. They barely won against Texas A&M, it was. So I got them struggling to get past Duke, but I think they will. And then I got them moving on past NC State. I got NC State winning their Sweet 16 game, which is an interesting pick, but I could see it. But I think they're going to get past the 11 seed by just pretty much outscoring them. But anyway, so that is my Final Four, UConn versus UNC, Tennessee versus Houston. We'll talk about the picks to see how they go in the next episode, but that's going to do it for the men's side of things. So let's jump on over to the women's side of things and talk about the Sweet 16 matchups and the predictions that I made that went well or not well. First off, in the Albany 1 division, we got the number 1 South Carolina. They're matching up against the number 4 seed Indiana. I had South Carolina versus Oklahoma, so I got the Indiana pick wrong. It was Indiana that ended up beating Oklahoma at home by 7 points. So that's it for that game. South Carolina pick I obviously got right, undefeated team, got them going pretty much all the way. The second game out of Albany, the first division in Albany, I got the 2 seed Notre Dame shaping up against the number 3 seed Oregon State. I got this pick correct, so that's great. The Albany second division, the number 1 seed Iowa is set to play the number 5 seed Colorado. I got this incorrect. I had Kansas State beating Colorado, but Colorado upset Kansas State at home. And it was pretty crazy to see. I watched the highlights, didn't watch the game in real time, but I watched the highlights, and it was very good. Iowa, they had a tough time early on beating West Virginia, but they played outstanding, and they're a good team, and obviously they got the best player in the nation, Caitlin Clark, so pretty good. In the Albany 2 division as well, we got the number 2 seed UCLA going against the number 3 seed LSU. This is going to be a great game. I got this game correct in my bracket. UCLA squeaked past Creighton, the 7 seed, winning by just 5 points. And LSU had a tough start against Middle Tennessee. Coach Kim Mulkey was not happy with her team, but then they had a huge second half and bounced back real strong. So that's it for the 2 Albany divisions. Let's move on to the 2 Portland divisions, starting off with the third one. I got the number 1 seed Southern California shaping up against the number 5 seed Baylor Bears. I got this pick incorrect. I had Baylor upset Virginia Tech at home. I had Virginia getting through against Baylor, but Baylor was the ones that upset Virginia Tech and moved on. So kudos to them for that. I got that pick wrong. Juju Watkins, we look at for Southern California. She's kind of like the Caitlin Clark breakout star of this year's tournament. Like, Caitlin Clark popped off pretty well last year and really got her name out there. I think Juju Watkins is doing the same. She's got 28 points and 11 boards and 5 assists against the win against Kansas for Southern California, and they absolutely killed them. And she played great. The next game in the third Portland division is the number 3 seed UConn versus the number 7 seed Duke. I got this pick incorrect as Duke pulled off a huge upset against the number 2 seed Ohio State. That's a 7 versus a 2 seed, which you don't see that often. And they won by more than 10 points, which is nuts. Two notable Canadians in this Sweet 16 matchup featuring UConn and Duke. Aaliyah Edwards, obviously, for UConn, and Emma Coble for Duke. You may know Emma Coble from TikTok. That's where I first saw her, and then I started watching her play, and I was like, wow, she's quite the player. But they were both on the Team Canada U21 women's team. It was U18 or U21. I was trying to find it. I couldn't find it exactly. But they played together, and she's got a Canada jersey on her TikTok, so I'm sure they play together. And moving on to the final division here on the women's side of things, we have the number 1 seed Texas facing off against the number 4 seed Gonzaga. I got both these picks correct, which is really nice. And both of these teams have killed their competition, so it'll be interesting to see if this is a close game. The last game here in the Sweet 16 for the women's side of things in Portland, 4th division, I got the number 3 seed NC State versus the number 2 seed Stanford. I got both these picks correct. How about these NC State teams, the men and the women's side of 3 seed, obviously they're expected to make it to about this point, you could say, but the men's an 11 seed, I think they are, which is crazy, and shout out to both those teams. We'll talk about them a little bit later in the Dunk and Flunk section. we look at Stanford here. They had a scare against Iowa State, who was a 7 seed, as Emily Ryan, a guard for the team, had 36 points, and the freshman Audie Crooks had 10 points and 8 boards. And on both of them almost spoiled the show for Stanford, but they pulled it out and prevailed in the fourth quarter, as such an experienced team would, like Stanford. So that's the Sweet 16 matchups. Let's jump right into my final four predictions for the women's NCAA tournament. So out of the two Albany divisions, I have South Carolina and LSU coming out to face off in the first Final Four matchup. You know, the Gamecocks, South Carolina, should cruise past Indiana and the winner of Notre Dame. They are undefeated. They are a strong team, and I think they're going to go for an undefeated season. I have them winning this year. They pretty much got it all. Defense, shooting, bigs, athleticness, their speed. It's ridiculous, and they got a girl that can throw down with ease. Probably a couple of them. So they're a good team. I see them cruising to the Final Four. LSU, on the other hand, they're looking to repeat. They won last year. Looked real strong closing out games, even though they had some slow starts. But I got them upsetting UCLA according to the seeds in the Sweet 16 and then shutting down Caitlin Clark in Iowa, who's a much different team. Iowa's a much different team from last year. Caitlin Clark's obviously amazing. She can go off for 40, but they don't have as much support for her. So that's the first Final Four matchup. Moving on to the second Final Four matchup with Portland, third and fourth division. We have Stanford, the 2 seed, against the number 3 seed UConn Huskies. You know, after their scare in the second round against Iowa State, like we just talked about, I think they should get back to their experience advantage and manage the 3 seed NC State in the Sweet 16. And then either Texas or Gonzaga. I think they beat both those teams. They got some bigs. I believe the girl's name is, or the woman's name rather, is Brinks, the center for Stanford. I should know that. But she is unbelievable. She's a tough task for any player in this tournament, on the women's tournament. So I think she's going to help prevail this team or lift this team up to the Final Four. And then UConn, you know, with a healthy Paige Beckers and Aaliyah Edwards, shout out Canadian. I think this team's a championship contender. I do have South Carolina winning this year, but I think it's going to be against UConn in the final. And I think it's going to be a close game, you know. This team, I saw them play in person this year too against my home university, TMU. And in an exhibition game, obviously. But wow, like they were just huge, fast, very athletic, and a very efficient and well-coached team. So I think they're going to the final. I think they're going to put up a fight against South Carolina, but ultimately it'll be the Gamecocks that come out on top. So those are my thoughts and predictions for the NCAA men and women's tournament. Let's keep it moving. We don't got that much time, to the best section on the Continuation Podcast, the Dunk and Plunk segment. Okay, many options to choose from for this week's Dunk and Flunk segment. We had so much basketball go on, NBA, NCAA, all of it. There was a million games on, it felt like, all week. So very tough to pick just one Dunk and Flunk. We got a few honorable mentions here, but this is got to be an NCAA pick. So much happened in those first two rounds. So for my Dunk of this week, I got to give it to the NC State basketball program for both the men and the women's. How about the success that they had in this tournament? Again, the 11 seed, they upset the 6 seed Texas Tech, the men's did, by 13 points, and then pulled out a close game against Oakland, who beat Kentucky, which is ridiculous. And I would not be surprised if the men's team upset Marquette. Now we look at the women's side for NC State. They cruised so far. They're 3 seed. They had an impressive testy win at home against the 6 seed Tennessee, which was close. But I think they're a great team. It's going to be a tough task for them to beat Stanford. As I mentioned, I got Stanford moving on. But we saw them look shaky against Iowa State. And there's no more home advantage anymore for these teams, these higher seeds in the first round. So this is a neutral site. I think they easily could. And I think we could see two NC State teams in the Elite Eight and possibly one in the Final Four if stars were to align. So that's my dunk for this week's episode. Special shout out to Duke and the UConn basketball programs, both the men and the women's. Also moving on to the Sweet 16, outstanding programs. Obviously, UConn women's basketball is great. I got them going far. Their men's team is just as good. And then we got Duke women's basketball doing amazing, moving on. And their men's team is looking strong. Big blowout win they had against JMU. So let's move on over to our flunk of the week. Going to keep it NCAA themed as well. We got the 3 seed Kentucky's first round exit. to Oakland, the number 14 seed in the men's NCAA tournament. Now, this pick is somewhat personal for me. I cannot lie. It was definitely a bucket bracket buster really early on, and I had Kentucky going to the Final Four. So that is embarrassing. But yeah, no, Kentucky's early exits have been a theme for the one-and-done program as of late. It's been pretty obvious. Here, this year, obviously, was brutal. First-round exit to a 14 seed. Last year, they lost in the second round as a high seed. I think they were a 3 seed or a 2 seed. And then 2 years ago, as the number 2 seed, they lost also in a bracket buster game to the number 15 seed, St. Peter's. And that St. Peter's team went on quite the run, I think, to the Elite Eight. Might have been Sweet 16, but a great team overall. And that's a lot of early exits for Kentucky. So they're going to be the flunk for this week's episode. Okay, let's move things. Keep them continuing. Let's keep moving forward and move on over to the big bets segment for this week. Okay, let's cap things for this episode by moving on to our big bets segment. We don't got much time left, so I'll just get straight to it. Our current record after 3 weeks of picks is 8 wins and 7 losses. We went 3-2 last week, 3 wins. Or 3 wrong guesses. Over 500 record, though. So let's go. It's positive in betting. That's pretty good. Hard to do, I guess you could say. But positive by one game. But we're going to take it, and we're going to run with it, guys. So let's move on to our picks for the week of Monday, April 8th. On Monday, there is no game. So we're not going to make a pick for Monday, obviously. You can imagine one if you'd like. But no, we're going to jump to Tuesday, April 9th. Monday, April 8th, I believe. I think I might have said 10th, pardon me. But Tuesday, April 9th, we got the Celtics to cover the spread over the Bucks, whatever the spread may be. Celtics are away, I believe. They're the away team in this one, so I got them to cover the spread against the Bucks, whatever it may be. Too good of a team. Wednesday, April 10th, I got the Orlando Magic to beat the Bucks in Milwaukee. Bucks should be favored. I mean, they're at home and they're the third seed in the East, or the two seeds are, pardon me, two seed in the East right now. I think Magic just have a good game this night. Wagner brothers will pop off. Check the odds, check injuries, of course, to make sure everybody's playing for Magic or the Orlando Magic. But yeah, I got the Magic prevailing in this one. Thursday, April 11th, I got the New Orleans Pelicans who beat the Sacramento Kings in Sacramento. Now, Sacramento's a good team. We know they like the beam. That famous purple beam in this arena at home. I don't think the beam's lighting tonight. We got the New Orleans Pelicans, or that night, I should say. We got the New Orleans Pelicans and Zion Williamson and Brandon Ingram just coming into Sacramento and beating that team on Thursday, April 11th. Our final pick for this week, Friday, April 12th. I got the Golden State Warriors to cover the spread against New Orleans. If they're the favorite, take the spread. If they're the favorite, take the spread. If they're the underdog, just take the money line, I would say. Golden State's going to be fighting for a playoff spot. It'll be interesting to see if this game matters because, like we said, they're on the bubble with Houston chasing them for a play-in game. So I think they're going to have to win this game, and I think they're going to cover the spread no matter what. So those are going to do it for the bets for this week's episode, and that's going to do it for the entire episode as a whole. I want to say thank you, everybody, for tuning in. What a week of basketball that has taken place. We just talked about all the results of my bracket from the first and second round of the men and women's NCAA tournaments. We just took a quick look at the NBA, quick preview, mentioned some dunks, some flunks, and it was a great episode. But I want to say thank you for tuning in again. I hope everybody has a great rest of their week watching the NCAA and NBA. And I wish everybody the best. And as always, keep on hooping.